Somebody wrote in about the Joel Skoshen show. He was pretty cool. A friend of mine got his book. He has a book that's all about some of the best places to live, because he kind of thinks that the Russians and the Chinese and the U.S. are going to mix it up on a nuclear level with on military bases. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know why. So I can't go there. But just in general, if you're going to move, he's got so much information. I was looking at the book. I might get it about some of the best places to live for all kinds of reasons, for weather, for possible earth movements, for political, constitutional. So if you're considering moving, it's Joel Skoshen, S-K-O-U-S-E-N. And he's got a book. It's all about the best place. You'll see it, best places to live. Anyway, Kate wrote in about his show. She says, well, I think we're all modern day slaves keeping the world going for the modern day elite. Ooh, they do need us, but some of those we have in power surely care and know what might be coming. I hope so. Nothing can overpower love unless we forget this. Then fear will overpower us. That's right. Nothing can overpower love. John writes in, I just finished your show with Morley Robbins. Fab. Yeah, Marley's great, man. We love Marley. It was great. I've listened to at least a half a dozen interviews of Marley from various internet radio programs over the last few years, and this one of yours, August 11, was the best. Oh, thanks, and I'm looking forward to your follow-up interview with him. Yeah, he's got a thing where you can go on request a test, and you do the Full Monty, which is a fun name for it, because I think Full Monty, isn't the explanation of it like when a bunch of guys get out on stage and go naked or something? Wasn't there a movie called Full Monty? Anyway, it was really easy to do. I did request a test, and you just pick where you want to go. I went to LabCorp in Austin. I did this about, a week ago. You don't have to fast, a couple hundred dollars, but I wanted to do it because I was really fascinated by this whole iron thing that Marley talked about in copper and, grain of hair and aging copper and that whole antioxidant thing. It all made sense to me. I think Marley's very, very well researched, and I've been talking to him a bit off the air, and the more I talk to him, I'm going to yawn here. The more I trust what his research. He's pretty cool. Anyway, so I did this test, and it came back about a week, and they have all kinds of things in there. It really is a full Monty. They do an iron binding thing, which I'm not sure what that is, but I'm right there dead center of the reference. I don't know what that means. UIBC, dead center there. My iron level, dead center. My iron saturation, kind of low. Vitamin A, kind of dead center of their markers. Again, when they give you these different markers of normal, you have no idea, so we're going to have Marley do translate all this. I'm just trying to get you an idea of what you can expect if you get this. So you get a lot of stuff. This one was pretty cool. Vitamin D, 25 hydroxy. I'm about their range is 30 to 100. I'm at 55, and I don't do hardly any vitamin D, so I get in all this from the sun. I have one of Daniel's things, but I don't even remember the last time I took any of it. So the sun does it. Then the Carroll Loops plasma, kind of dead center, copper. Kind of dead center. Zinc. Low side of zinc, huh? Low end. Oh no, 87. Ferritin. I guess ferritin is the, is that the iron? 223, 30 to 40 range. Hemoglobin, magnesium. Let's see my mag. About 6. Their average is 4 to 8, 4 to 7. So I don't know. All looks pretty good to me, but we'll see. We will. I just sent in my hair test from Morley, so we're going to have a new hair test, and we're going to go and do a show where you can see both of them, and he's going to walk us through if you'd like to do a consult with him and see how we can get more copper, less iron. And he says that less oxidation. Whoop. 888-663-6387. I want to make sure the phones work. They work. Oh, this is kind of interesting. Our dear friend Carol sent me this one. Pretty curious. Seaweed Energy, the U.S. Department of Energy, investing a few million bucks in a project to help establish large-scale seaweed farms for the purpose of making biofuel. 1.5 million. Come on, guys. You're spending, what, $5 trillion a year? And you're only going to do 1.5 million for another fuel source? You can do better than that. It's in Hawaii from seaweed. So they're going to help build offshore seaweed farms. But check this out. A team of researchers from Fudan University in China has developed a power generator that will be able to convert blood flowing in your body, what? Into energy. The ability to use hydrogen as a fuel has also recently come back into focus. Why don't they tie hydrogen in there with new ways to store hydrogen power and convert water, even seawater, into hydrogen fuel? Whoa. See, hydrogen's everywhere. Want some hydrogen? Don't have a machine? It's the most abundant molecule in the universe, hydrogen. It's kind of God stuff. So that's why they sent me this, because of the hydrogen. That's pretty cool. So they're going to figure out how to make hydrogen fuel out of seaweed and seawater. Yeah, why not? Can you ask any future guest that specializes in gold or currencies their thought, and this is great, their thought on the statements, the Winklevosses twins, these are the people that sued Zuckerberg because they say he stole the basic idea from them when he was at Harvard, which he did because he paid him $800 million or something. Anyway, the Winklevosses. And Elon Musk mining gold on asteroids, really. please. Is this just a nonsensical statement to keep the gold price down? Thanks again for all the... I don't know. Musk, at the risk of creating Musk karma, and I'll be nice, but he has a... Let's see, how can I do this to be nice? He has a globalist agenda. You kind of get the feeling that people who make a lot of money, somehow they get tricked into taking the blue pill. Or, I don't know how it works. Will we ever know? Yep, they all do it. Yeah, God love him. Mining gold on asteroids? Sure. Does that even make sense? People killing themselves in Chicago and Portland. Schools teaching commie principles. And you go out and spend money. I mean, money's not going to fix those problems, but why put your energy on flying around? I suspect there's everything that we need and need more of in the ocean. Remember, governments are the people that do wars, not the people. Pakistani minister threatens India with a nuclear attack to save Muslim lives on national TV. Oh, good. Florida positivity rate holds below 10%. Yep. New York COVID hospitalizations below 500. I'm always concerned when they even do headlines like this, because they trick you into believing that the positivity rate means something, and then they could jack it up after you believe. Oh, good. See what I mean? Oh, Amazon's going to split their stock. Oh, Apple, rather. Missed that one. Looks like there's a big storm coming in. Big hurricane. We call them hurricanes or they canes because we like to be politically correct. They would be they canes, right? Because him would be sexist. Her would be sexist. They would be they canes. So there's a they cane coming in to the Gulf States. Oh, maybe we'll get some rain. Anybody know why zebras have stripes? Nose edges. There was a thing that I think I heard on a radio. I heard it somewhere. But it was pretty cool. They were interviewing these scientists. And they're trying to figure out why the zebras have stripes. I mean, you know, scientists have to do something. And they really believe, this is great, they really believe after quite a bit of years looking at it, doing all kinds of stuff, is that the zebras create the stripes because the colors confuse flies and they don't land on them as much like they do on horses. I don't know if you've ever been around horses in hot, it's terrible. It'd be different. I mean, I've only seen them in barns where people are doing chemicals and, you know, the whole ecosystem gets out of whack. I suspect in natural grasslands, it's not a big problem. But flies like horses. You see their tail is always... Choo-choo. Anyway, so the zebras, according to these people, they figured out that, well, all we have to do is grow stripes. We'll just change our DNA, because they figured it out spiritually, mentally. Epigenetics in zebras. Isn't that cool? That's what they just faked the flies out so they don't land on them. I mean, who wants flies biting on you all day? And these scientists figured out that it especially works well on the females, and those are the ones that bite, because I guess that's how they do their baby thing, is by biting or something. Flies are pretty weird. I know, I'm part fly because I'm in everything, but every now and then we are part fly. When a fly gets in, you just got to kill them and get over it. I'm seeing a lot more wasps these years. I can see one flying around in here. This is Open Phone and Email Friday. My name is Patrick Timpone. If you'd like to be on the show, if you're a first-time caller, you too will get in our drawing and win some stuff. Next week, Dr. Jennifer Daniels. We also have Robert Murphy of GATA. GATA's a cool operation. That's the Gold Antitrust Organization. That'll be fun. Richard Mayberry on Wednesday. So that's what we got so far. Elon. Hi, Patrick. I am a big fan of your show, going back a while. I explained this once on a show with Andy, in which I said that my financial education was because of you two, the two of you. You tried to say it was just Andy, whereas I and Andy disagreed. I said, and Andy wholeheartedly agreed, that if it was not for your insightful questions and professional way of being, that Andy's awesome knowledge would still be buried in his head. Oh. Yeah, he was so much fun. I still listen to Andy's show, and if you're new to One Radio Network, or if you're not, we have 10 years of shows, or 11, or with Andrew Goss. Look at the top of our website and look at shows, past shows, The Real World of Money, and go down. Fred's been doing it for about, a year and a half? But he's great too. Listen to his, and then all the shows with Andy start. And I listen to some of these old ones sometime when I'm just exercising. I suppose you like to listen to them when I'm doing a coffee enema. That's fun. That's probably too much information. And then I learned so much still to this day. He was so brilliant. Still is. He keeps downloading stuff for the screenplay and keep changing it. Speaking of that, I'll tell you what, I have three hard copy of the screenplay. It's in a really rough form. But to the next three people, if you'd like me to send it to you, so you have a hard copy, just for fun, I have them. We're getting some updated ones printed Monday. But these are great. And if you'd like to read the screenplay that's inspired by Andrew Goss, email me right now. The first three, I'll send it out to you. Just give me your address, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. If you like Andy, if you just like movies, or if you just want to read the screenplay, and all I ask for you in exchange is to email me, or if you want, we could even have a conversation and tell me about it, what your experience was, what you liked, what you didn't like, what you want more of, less of. It's really get this kind of feedback when you do screenwriting. So the next, I have three. next three people, email me patrick@oneradionetwork.com right now, and I'll send it out to you. Just send me your address. Morning, Patrick. I've heard that about the zebras and that the flies and some people have painted their cows striped with white paint to detour the flies. Does it work? I know this lady. You have cows. Have you done yours? Some white stripes? Oh, in the example, the answer to somebody who wrote about Ray Pete. Adam says, Ray Pete drinks Safeway's Lucerne low-fat milk, 2% partially skimmed. Except for sugar and salt, we practice social distancing from supermarkets. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I like the raw stuff. I mean, I'm with you. I'm kind of a purist, but... he does pretty good on it. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. I'm going to have to ask him. I don't know. Why would you get to 2% skimmed? I like fat. Of course, I'm a skinny kid. Or I'm not going to call myself skinny. I am slight. Slight. Carol writes in, excuse me, water. Carol says, plants grow by evaporating through their leaves that pulls water up from the earth and hydrates the whole plant. Take, for example, the green plant behind you. See that? If you put hydrogen water in a clean spray bottle and mist the leaves a couple times a day, they will moisturize while evaporating. It will plump the leaves and lift them up because water in human and plant bodies hydrates the fibers and tissues. Huh. You can also pour water in a cup that you sit in the soil directly under the plant and, of course, water the soil when necessary. Oh, so I'm going to do some hydrogen water and spray that baby. And let's see if it gets more plumpier. It looks pretty good. Doodle drinks hydrogen water. She likes it. Yes, she does. Are you going to play another cut from Network? I thought that was great. Yeah, I can do another one. You want to do another? This is a good one, too. This is fun. Written by Patty Chapska, Chatty. Patty Chayefsky, and just a couple minutes. This is really very timely as well. I'm fascinated by somebody who could write a movie like this 40 years ago. 40 years ago. Think about it. Whoa.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it! Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back! It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. And our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine, oppression or brutality. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock, all necessities provided, all anxieties tranquilized, all boredom amused. And I have chosen you, Mr. Beale, to preach this evangel.
Why me?
Because you're on television, dummy. 60 million people watch you every night of the week, Monday through Friday.
I have seen the face of God.
Because you're on television, dummy. Oh, my God. 40 years ago. Don't you love that line about all necessities provided, all anxieties tranquilized or something, and all boredom relieved? Does that sound like what's going on today by the globalist? That was Ned Beatty, who played Arthur Jensen, Peter Finch, Howard Beale, from the Motion Picture Network, 1976, written by Patty Chayefsky, directed by Sidney Lumet, L-U-M-E-T. Great director. You can hear a wasp trapped in a window somewhere. Can you hear him? Wait, wait, wait. It's great. Okay, we got the... Okay, enough screenplay. That's all we got. Thanks. We've got... got the three people to send out the screenplay. Thanks. So that's all I ask. You know, I'll send it to you. Just let me know what you think. All right. Now, where are we now? This is OneRadioNetwork.com. And this is Open Phone Friday. Patrick Timpone. If you'd like to be on the show, you could call and say, hello. Oh, I didn't pick out a song for today. What would be an appropriate song? Hi, Al. Happy day to you. Happy days are here again. Yeah, you know, the zebra thing, if you think about it, is pretty cool. And just like we were talking about how Dr. Massey explained how we use these exosomes that are in our body to share our exosomes with our neighbors and everybody to give them information about evolution, how we're evolving, how our body is figuring out how to evolve. So we're going to be using this for 5G. So you don't have to worry about 5G killing you, because we have exosomes that, as we understand spiritually how we can protect ourselves from 5G just by not believing they can hurt us, essentially. That's all you got to do. It won't, can't hurt you. And then that information, this is cool, gets shared with everybody on the planet on all levels, spiritually, mentally, telepathically, and physically through exosomes. That's how it works. And don't you think it's interesting, or do you, that the boys, the powers that think they are, they want and are forcing people, kind of, to block the exosomes that you're breathing out and breathing in. Further separating people from each other and from God. Boy, this mass thing, this, you know, the more you think about it, this is no accident. Boy, this thing was well planned out. And it is well planned out. I mean, you can look at videos of, what was it? Sharon, what was the name of that? 201? 201 or something like that. They actually have videos, and they did a whole simulation of this corona thing. And, I mean, they... It's crazy. They're not even, you know, they're not even secret. But most people are so, as Howard Beale says about the TV, are so in it, so far spiritually, that they don't believe it. And they're probably never going to believe it. Because they just don't want to admit to themselves, my opinion, that they could have been fooled like this. Oh, no, come on. Come on, no. I saw it on television. People are dying. I saw. Got to wear a mask. You know, it's like a religion. It is a religion. And you know what happens when people get so engrossed in their religion, the last thing they're going to do is change. Because I don't know how that works. So they don't even care. The boys, they don't even care. Sure, you know, they go in and take down videos and try to croak us on Facebook, but that's, you know, who cares? I mean, you can watch any video you want somewhere. And, you know, Facebook is whatever. And TV, you know, a couple years from now, television, as we know it, probably won't even exist. CNBC, ABC, CBS, they're on the downside of a bad experience. If you look at some of the numbers, oh my God. Yeah, it just won't exist like it is today. Movies won't exist, in my opinion. I think Hollywood is on I mean, those people out there are really bonkers. God love them. I know they're part of me and I'm bonkers, but I'm just saying, guys, wake up. Julia Roberts interviewing Fauci, Matthew McConaughey, and Howard, or what's his name? Hanks? Tom Hanks doing videos. Come on, get on, wear your mask. Come on, what's wrong with you guys? Are you crazy? And then karmically, look at Hollywood karmically. Don't you find this interesting? I don't know if theaters, where they made their money on popcorn, are ever going to come back. And that's going to open up the whole universe of universe to screeners like my, screenwriters like myself, future movie producers like myself, to make our own, get them out there. People are going to be watching movies, kind of weird, but they'll do it on their cell phones. But there's all kinds of places to watch them. All kinds of places are springing up. New places will spring up. Hollywood become obsolete. I mean, they used to control it all. Still do in the theaters, but I mean, the last film, the big film that Martin Scorsese did, what was it, The Irishman? He did a deal with Netflix. Of course, they're kind of Hollywood. They're all globalists, too, because they got this cancel culture going on with people, movies that they don't like. You know, no, can't watch that. Root Cause, you know. Fraser Bailey's great movie, Root Cause, about root canals. Man, they got rid of that one. What was it, on Amazon or? But you can watch a lot of the stuff on Vimeo and BitChute, all kinds of places. There's going to be other places. You know, I'm not sure about Hulu, but they got some pretty cool stuff. I don't get to watch anymore. I'm too busy writing, but Adam says, low-fat milk tastes like library paste. I drank 2 quarts of half and half a day for a year and couldn't gain an ounce of weight. I only gain weight at the gym. Yeah, I'm feeling the same way. I'm doing weights, walking every morning, weights on my feet, and it's the only way I'm going to gain any weight, I guess. But I didn't even tell you about this whole experiment I'm doing. I'll tell you about that before we go. But if you'd like to call before we go, 888-663-6386. And if you're a first-time caller, you get in on a prize extravaganza. Or if you're a second-time caller, I'd like to talk to you. Or a third time. So I just figured out how the roaches did it, too. You know this, right? This is, I mean, even pest control people will tell you this. Nose itchy. They can spray for roaches in your place, live in one of those apartments or something, and the roaches become immune to the spray, I think in what, 48 hours or something like that? I don't know, short time. So you know they're communicating with their exosomes or in, you know. Here's how we did it. We changed our little cell biology so this chemical won't kill us. You too. So if roaches can do it, you know we're doing it. And all we have to do, not have to, or choose to do, is get out of the way. Just don't believe all the stuff out there that's telling you how it all works. You got to kill something if it's after you. Woo, kill it. Go. Kill it. I think this kill culture is we're just killing a part of ourselves. And it's curious how the exosomes and this alleged coronavirus, which I still am not convinced there even is one, but okay. We still have one fellow that we had on the show, O'Shea, that's offering $5,000 to anybody. They can say, here's a coronavirus. I did it with an electron microscope. Here it is. Give me $5,000. Pretty public about it, too. How these exosomes and this alleged coronavirus look exactly the same. That's why I think that's because they are exosomes. And I think they are produced in the body. So I don't even buy the biological thing. Nope. Me thinks, and this is just my opinion, that the whole biological thing, Wuhan, all these stories, there's nobody checking these stories. There's nobody has any real evidence. Was just a fastball in the dirt to keep us looking the other way. I tell you what, if I was in Vegas and could make a bet on that, I'd do it. I think it was all part of the scam. And I know a lot of very, very smart people, a lot smarter than me, man, they're into this bio thing. But I disagree with them. They may be right. But I don't think so. I mean, has anybody really seen it? Showed it on a microscope? Here it is. Traced it back to a lab? If they are, they're keeping it secret. And do you know how bizarre this, whoa, never mind this lady, Dr. M-A-D-J, who we got flagged on Facebook. Sharon, were you able to put that on the front page? Let me look. And she's talking about this vaccine's going to have this AI stuff in there, and whoa. Oh, yeah, she's got it up there. Good for you. Human 2.0, a wake-up call of the world, Carrie Medesh. Right on her front page. Watch this, baby. Holy cow. But never mind that. I mean, even if it wasn't, even if it didn't have any of this stuff, I mean, even if it didn't have any mercury, or even if it didn't have anything, which is not possible, but it still wouldn't work. At least it would be safe. It still wouldn't do anything. I mean, you can't make a vaccine for some alleged virus that doesn't exist or morphs or The whole thing is a scam. This whole virus, this whole vaccine thing, in my opinion, not even close. I think it's a scam from day one. I could be wrong, and I'm wrong a lot, but I don't think so. Again, if I was a betting guy and I go to Vegas, that's what I put my money on. Dear Patrick, I can't believe you think Drudge is one of them. He's one of us. I've seen him on Alex Jones. Like, you, yeah, look at some of the articles. Yeah. I think he's a global eye like the rest of them. He's a global eye. They got him. This is great. Here's what a Harvard vacation will, Harvard education will do you with the Zuckerberg. Hey, Zuck. Facebook spent years preparing to ward off any tampering on its site ahead of the November presidential election. Now the social network is getting ready to ease, in case President Trump interferes once the vote is over. And who will decide if he interferes? Employees of the Silicon Valley company are laying out contingency plans and walking through scenarios that include attempts by Mr. Trump or his campaign to use the platform to delegitimize the results. Facebook's preparing steps to take should Mr. Trump wrongly claim on the site that he won another four-year term and said the people who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Facebook is also working through how it might act if Mr. Trump tries to invalidate the results by declaring the Postal Service lost mail in the ballots. Yeah. Yeah, if they allow mail-in ballots for this whole thing 2 months from now, all bets are off. Well, we're in for some fun, right? Regardless, we're going to have some fun. Tesla's now worth more than Walmart. I don't know what people... Do you think Elon Musk hypnotizes people, or what's up with that? These cars blow up. They couldn't give me a Tesla. Have you seen how many cars that blow up? Or they put in this automatic driving thing and they just run into stuff? Plus, can you imagine the electromagnetic stuff that's coming out of a Tesla? You wouldn't even want to think about it. It'd be like driving around in a microwave oven. Mr. Timpone, would you like a Tesla free? They're worth 70, no thanks. I wouldn't take one. Sharon says, actors will become obsolete with CGI technology. I don't know what that is, CGI technology? I'll Google it. Sorry, I'm a little slow on the draw. CGI technologies. What is that? Oh, there's a company called CGI. Let me just Google. What is CGI technology? computer-generated image. Oh, yeah. Sorry, computer-generated imagery. Ooh, it's the application of the field of computer graphics, or more specifically, 3D computer graphics to special effects CGIs used in films, television programs, and commercials, and in printed media. Yeah. Oh, I mean, they do movies. They do movies starring a CGI. Did you see the one with Disney, a CGI trans? Even in the one I mentioned, The Irishman, Scorsese, they spent millions, millions on this CGI technology to make, I think, Pacino and Robert De Niro younger. And they actually had them, you know, playing roles 30 years earlier, and it was a computer thing. And Scorsese spent millions on that. They won't even need actors. But you know what movies I want to produce? You know what I want to do? I don't even want to use tape. I want to use film. It's like there's people out there now that, musicians, that are starting to do their music analog, like the old days, tape. It's different. It's different. It's got a different energetics behind it. Digital is... Yeah, I don't even... I produce movies? Tape. Film. Mr. Timpone, that'll cost more. That's all right. We'll get the money. I can remember many years ago when I was at Francis Ford Coppola's house, helping him make his spaghetti sauce that he invited me to do. He's a really cool guy. I'm going to get my screenplay to him somewhere. I lost track of him, but I know where he is. Anyway, and he was talking about that. And this was over 20 years ago. And that he was really concerned about digital. And he really talked a lot about that night when we were having dinner, about the beauty and the depth of field and the texture of film. Now, they're getting pretty good now where you can make films look like film when they're shot on tape. And obviously, tape is so much less expensive to edit and everything. But I'm not a geeky enough to know how good they're really getting it. But I don't like that flat kind of, you know, if you walk in, like, last time I was in Costco, and you see they got these big monitors up there, right? They're selling, and they're playing some, and it's like, it's like harsh, you know, it's like hard. There's no depth of field. There's no softness. There's no feeling in the images. They're all digital, computerized, generalized. But they're getting people kind of accustomed to this. And that's what they do. Just kind of do it little by little by little by little. So they accept it as, all right, movies. But I don't like it. Of course, I'm crazy. Our little movie theater in town sells popcorn out front, 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Oh, there you go. That's great. Our little movie theater in Dripping Springs, it's a big one, kind of a real pretty one. They got these chairs that you can sit up, you know, with your feet. And they do movie, they do popcorn in organic popcorn, organic coconut oil, and real butter. How cool is that? But I don't know, I'm going to have to check it out. I don't know if they're back in business. But they're not releasing any movies. There's nothing good, right? Jason said, tape went out over a decade ago, unless it's just for the effect. They are shot on memory cards. Yeah, I understand. Oh, I see. They don't use... Yeah, well, what I'm talking about, film is not digitally. Yeah, digital and analog or film are two different apples and oranges. They're just not the same. Okay, more emails. Oh, I want to give a little plug here. My friend's there, Shen Blossom. Man, this guy, he's out of control. I am so excited about Shen Blossom and what they're doing. My goodness. Got a little picture of him up there. But if you go to their website, he's got a new one here. This is, I want to get some of these. It's called Midnight Minerals. Wow, check it out. It helps develop new neural net connections, hydrates and mineralizes the brain, brings balance to the adrenals and hormones, helps to achieve deep, restful sleep, wake up feeling refreshed and alert, fuel the brain, reset the brain. You take a quarter teaspoon. They're out of stock right now, but I want to get one. You can sign up for a little thing that they'll tell you when they get them. Check out this, what it's made out of. I mean, you can't even make this up, okay? Midnight Minerals from Shen Blossom. Nobu barley greens, longu, bamboo silica, chlorophyll, Japanese violet, Japanese mallow, mango leaf, guava leaf, kudzu vine, Japanese silk tree bark, fu nori seaweed, holy basil, Batman, amino acids from fermented azuki beans, germanium flower, goji berries, burdock seed, plantain, banana peel, Japanese plum, and lion's mane and lotus stem. How's that for a, I'm so proud of the work that Brandon Amalani is doing. Look for the Shen Blossom ad on One Radio Network. Come on. It's extraordinary, these kind of a, can you imagine how your body likes this kind of stuff with all these foods and all these little minerals? Whew. I just read the ingredient label and I buy his stuff. I do. He's got a great little digestive thing. He has a blood purifier. That's also out of stock, but sign up and he'll tell you when it's in. Check out the Grotein Total Nutrition Protein. Bamboo, I think, is the first ingredient. The Hoshu Wu formula. Woo. I bought this one, the Kazumi seaweed powder. Now this is fun to put on your food. See, minerals are the deal. You get the minerals, everybody's going on. Everybody's going on, everybody's happy. He has capsules or the powder. The ingredients in the mineral powder: reishi of the sea, purple slug seaweed, and Hanokato Mekobaho. See, these are the kind of things that when you can't pronounce, right? Say, don't eat anything where you can't pronounce it. Well, with Brandon, it says the opposite. Because, you know, he's not putting anything in there that's going to oxidate your biomolecules. He's got a velvet pearl deer antler formula. He's got a velvet wild pershi, wild purple reishi. That one tastes like wine. Goji berry extract, Shizandra. You could just spend lots of money here and have some fun. Well, if you're going to, you know, I mean, if you're going to spend your money on something, you may as well just spend it on somebody who knows what they're doing, right? It only costs a little more to go first class, somebody once said. Okay, we're going to stick around for a few more minutes. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com, OneRadioNetwork.com. I don't think we've ever, come on in, 888-663-6386. We've got this on sale for a few more days. Give it a plug here. This is Daniel from several years ago.
Previously with Daniel Vitalis, we were talking about, yeah, pine pollen.
Pollen is essentially the equivalent of what an animal would have as sperm. Pollen is like the male part, the semen. And it fertilizes the ovum of the flower, which becomes eventually a fruit. And so if we were going to draw the equivalence, it would be like that the flower is like the female sex organ and the pollen is like the male sexual ejaculate. Well, pine trees, which sort of just dominate so much of the landscape of North America and so much of the world, pine trees, they're semen. They dust the landscape in pollen. And that pollen, being the sort of male part of the plant, has some correspondences to male physiology in our species and many other animal species. So what I'm saying is pine pollen contains all of these different anabolic or androgenic hormones, plant versions of hormones that we need, like testosterone, like DHEA.
Well, the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, good stuff, guys, and few girls, too. Several choices of pine pollen, an Easter Thrival link, OneRadioNetwork.com.
We are listener supported, One Radio Network.
We certainly are. Getting a little hungry here, so I've just had a Brazil nut. I like Brazil nuts. Dr. Olry's been writing a lot about the idea that people in areas, he does a lot of research on selenium, that the more selenium you have, the better your immune system kind of works. Well, I'll bring that up with Dr. Richard Olry next time we have Maury Robbins on. Maury Robbins. Ronnie. She's in Victoria, British Columbia. We need to go visit there. I recently met a woman who was searching for answers and was wondering about fecal implants. She seems to have negative reactions to most foods. Any thoughts? I would get more information and need it. Well, you know, it was kind of getting to be a big thing a few years back, but it sort of fizzled out in a sense. I just don't hear much about it now. So, but there's this fellow in Australia that we had on the show, and name escaping me at the moment. Because, you know, I don't store these things. Sorry. I just don't. But if I can find it, I will email you and let you know. But there are places around the country that that do it, and they're actually they. It's pretty simple what they do, really, if you look at the process. The fellow in Australia showed the process. They find 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, something like that, and they test them, make sure they don't have any weird stuff, and they actually just use their poop is what they do. I'm strange, I know, and they mix it up in a blender, and they put some distilled water in it. I think they put a little salt. And then they actually then put a tube, and these are with people that have had some really bad gut issues, and they just kind of do it, put it up there and let it sit for, let it take, and wow. I mean, there's some pretty remarkable stories about people that have been in pain and issues in the stomach that just went away. So there's obviously something to it. There's also people that are working on a capsule that you'd have all the juice, so to speak, all the bioactive available things from the live poop. But you know, that's probably going to take some real doing. You want to be careful with that one, because who knows? You don't want you to dehydrate something, and I think it's all about bacteria. So I'm not sure how that. How that technology could even work, but so that's kind of beyond my my pay grade, really. So, I'm not sure. So that's about all I know. But okay. Let's see what else. Emails. There was a comment that was on one of the shows. Let's see. Might be fun to talk a little bit about. Oh, yeah. The fellow's name is, remember the show we did with G.S. Youngblood? Inspiring the trust, lust, and devotion of a strong woman. It's kind of a well-thought-out email, so I thought I'd read it. What I really don't understand is the guest said that if men want to have feminine women, they have to do manly things, have purpose, be a leader, etc. Yet women all want equal rights in the workplace and want everyone to treat them as if they were strong. You see all these Instagram girls posing with their muscles and being tough and mean all and all that. That it's just a world of confusion. What do really women really want? Do they want to be strong or do they want to be feminine? And what's so wrong with not having a purpose in life? Aren't we all supposed to let the other person just be and love him for whoever he is? If my partner doesn't have any goals in life, I'm still going to love her just as strong, but women constantly want to change men. I don't know. When I meet a woman, one of the first things I tell them is, I don't have a purpose in life. I tell them that proudly, as I see distress in their eyes, and it's a very quick way to filter out people you want to hang out with. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, you can be feminine and strong. I mean, they don't cancel each other out, right? I think guys like feminine girls. Sure. Girls like to be feminine. I know they do. Never met a girl never been with a woman, you know, in any length of time that didn't enjoy getting dressed up and being really feminine and looking cute. Why not? And then, you know, the same girls will get out there in the garden and rough it up and whatever. And yeah, this whole women lib thing and these people on Instagram and doing, I think they're dazed and confused that they think if they're, I don't know, equal rights and all that stuff. I think that's a totally a disaster. See, I'm a libertarian. So where I come from in libertarian land, if a company doesn't want to hire you because you're a woman or won't give you enough money because you're a woman, leave. The only reason these companies, in my opinion, even exist is because you gals stay there and put up with it. Why would you want to work for somebody that wants to pay you less because you're a girl? Duh. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Just leave. Go somewhere else. And then I've talked to, have conversations with ladies about this, and they say, well, this is my career, and this is the only place I can work, so I got to work there. Well, whenever you have to work somewhere, to me, just to me, that's God's way of saying it's time to switch your careers. Do something else. Open phone Friday, July. Thank you for talking me off the ledge today, Patrick Timlock. I talked you off the ledge. What are you doing up on the ledge? Jason, a lot of the newer movies you see being sold on disc or streaming, for that matter, as they are mastered for consumer use at the same time for disc, for streaming as 4G aren't even true 4G. The reason is the very prevalent digital effects that are done to remove unwanted items from a shot. The older movies, such as the first three Star Wars, Close Encounters, Blade Runner, were done with analog optical effects, and those being sold as 4K actually are 4K because there's nothing digital in the effects to match the real live things. Yeah, he's getting a little geeky here that I don't even understand, but thanks, Jason. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think Spielberg is Close Encounters was crazy cool. But it was all digital. It was all analog special effects. But you see that spaceship coming down and the space people and all that. And man, that looks real. I think it looks much more real and feels real. Not just looks, but feels. I mean, you really believe that those little space people that invited him on the ship. What a great movie. Adam says, sign of the times. Back in the day as a colonic therapist, I used to take feces out of people. Now they put feces in. I know. What can you say? That's hilarious. That's like, they put them in now and they charge you money for it too. If you are sensitive to child info, don't go past halfway the video. It's all about clones, deep underground bases, pedophile. Yeah, I'm not gonna watch that stuff. Sorry. Delete. Thanks, but no thanks. Appreciate you sending, but I don't want to see that stuff. Everybody knows it's going on. Let it play out. Mike says, I wonder what your thoughts are on the national coin shortage. There are signs on every retailer I visited last weekend. Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious to me, Michael, is that this is just all part of the thing that Andrew talked about for 20 years, is all digital currency. Yeah, that's where they're going, and this, I think the COVID was part of that. It played into it, is part of it. No more coins. Why are the people, aren't the mint not working, or people don't want to touch coins, or again, they just make it up. Well, what do you say? What do you say we get out of here? Have a little lunch? Boy, it's been really interesting lately. I've never seen it. Well, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it like this, where it's going up to 100 degrees during the day, right? 100 on the little thermometer. And some days, nights getting down to 65. Even low 60s. Never knew. So I don't know what's going on. But we're doing an experiment with two things, and then we'll go. One experiment we're doing is we're not watching, or we're going to watch, but we're not looking at any other predictions for Dripping Springs as far as heat. Because I felt, why would I want to buy into somebody else's reality who study meteorology at a university and is just looking at a computer. So Doodle and I were doing our own thing, and we've been doing this for about a month, so maybe we helped create we must have. It was my reality, so I had to create it. So we created some cooler temperatures. That's how it works. Oh, never thought of that. So we don't do that anymore. And then also, another experiment is, this is really fun, is I really, truly believe deep in the heart of my heart, deep in the heart of Texas. Oh, I didn't do a song. Okay, let's find one quick. What song you want to hear? Sharon, you got one? What song do we want to hear? What would be apropos for today? Well, if you have one, let me know. I have nuts in my teeth. What did we talk mostly about? No separation. Spiritual warfare. Anyway, no, I lost the place where I was going to go. It'll come back. It didn't come back. So, no song. We don't need to do a song. Should have done one earlier. Should we? Are you just kidding? Are you sure we do that one? AC/DC's Highway to Hell? Or were you just kidding? Really? Let me know. I mean, if you really think we should play, I don't even know what that song is. Maybe she was just being silly. Let me know. Because I'll play it. You're the producer. Is that like a real rock and roll kind of Highway to Hell? I think she was just being silly. Right, Sharon? Well, sometimes if you don't get, you know, turn off that television, you know. What Howard Beale said, you don't want to do that. Turn off the tube, he said. Well, kids, we'll see you Monday. Yeah, baby. We'll see you on Monday and with Dr. Jennifer Daniels. And we're probably going to have somebody on Monday early as well. So thanks for your participation. A lot of great emails in this morning. And this is OneRadioNetwork.com. I love you all. Thank you for being here. Oh, I think she was just being silly. Although I love it, I was just being silly. Okay, she was just being silly. I almost played it, girl, so you be careful when you suggest I do something. What is this one? Life is a highway? Is there such a thing? Okay. I will. Life is a highway. Never heard of that one. Life is a highway. Rascal Flatts? Really? Is that who? Rascal Flatts? Are they the original?
After 30 days, I could not believe my before and after picture.
Well, I can't
literally
either.
Rolled back the hands of time.
Yeah,
10
yeah.
years.
What? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So is that the one we want? Rascal Flatts? From Cars. Oh, is the Cars the original, Adam? The Cars? Sorry, I don't. Oh, how about the Cars, Life is a Highway? That's what you're probably thinking, right? I don't know. Here's a live version. Hold on. Yeah, by who? Life is a Highway by who? Y'all, I need some help here. Tell me by whom. Let me, and I'll get it set up and we'll do it. That's great. Okay, let's do web browser. All I got to do is find the link and we can rock and roll. And boy, it sounds like we're going to rock and roll. Okay, so who are we getting? Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so we will, is this right? Skip ads. We will see you on Monday. I love you all very much. Thanks to everybody, all your participation, Sharon, Adam, all the emails. Whoa. 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 What? Down. May the blessings be. See you soon.
travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Yeah.